It's Celtics coverage on CLNSradio.com.
Tatum takes it, makes it.
Oh, Hayward.
Flex on him, Jaylen Brown.
Dial in right now and share your thoughts toll free, 347-215-7771.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Manning cooking up another edition of Celtics postgame show live from the kitchen. Abbreviated, pre-recorded this time. Sometimes as the director of the show, you don't get a host to show up. But people are busy, they live busy lives, and that's why we here at the Celtics postgame show use HelloFresh, which is all the beauty of cooking. It's flexible, delicious, simple. Why? Pre-measured, pre-prepped ingredients. No supermarket, no chopping, no buying those expensive spices. Cyan, go through that like crazy. They give you everything you need to have all the joy of cooking, all the satisfaction, in a much briefer, efficient period. So for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, with flexible weekly meals, you can skip a week, you can add food preferences. Choose from over 20 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. Go to HelloFresh.com/CLNS80. CLNS80. I'm Bobby Manning. This is the Celtics postgame show after the Celtics drop one of their bigger duds of the season, 113-97. Ugh. 3-13 night from Gordon Hayward. Marcus Smart returning from the eye injury, the eye infection that you don't want to read about. If you really want to know the nasty details, you can go read Jared Weiss's piece about what it was like. He returns with a 2-for-9 performance. Brown was respectable in this one. He was giving it a great effort into the later portions of the game, despite a minus 17 on 5-of-12 shooting. But we started this one off on the back end of Christmas Day when the Celtics blew out the Raptors in dominating fashion. This one reinforced a take I have on the NBA scheduling as we continue to talk about what we can do to change the NBA schedule, make things more efficient, get rid of those rest days. How about instituting maybe not every matchup? There's obviously stadium issues that come into this. There's the sheer number of games that teams play against each other that would make this difficult. So we'd have to reshape maybe even the conferences to make this happen, which I haven't been in favor for. But I'd be willing to compromise to see more series in the NBA. Geographically close teams, Toronto, Boston, knock off two games against each other and almost add a little bit of a playoff, like, dynamic to the regular season. Toronto and Boston played on Wednesday, and they get into this one early on, and we see the adjustments that the Raptors made, putting out a ton of screens to get themselves into the lane, kick out to shooters, get Boston's wing pressure off of them through a ton of hard screens, sometimes multiple screens to free up Patrick McCaw, who got going early in this one. He had 18. Kyle Lowry, sensational in this one, getting in between with 30. And Nick Nurse, the adjustments this guy makes to get a team without Pascal Siakam, without Marc Gasol a win. And this guy's in the coach of the year conversation, without a doubt. I mean, they are down Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green to start off the championship. And they come out here, minus Siakam, Gasol on top of that. And they get a convincing, overwhelming win over the Celtics. Love the screen game. Love how they took advantage of even Enes Kanter. Now that brings me to my next one on Enes Kanter. For all the people hating out there, going as far as to say that he's not even an NBA player, can't play, plus 11, plus 1, plus 4, plus 3, plus 21, plus 11, plus 17, plus 8, plus 8. Those were his last 9 games before tonight. He finally put out a minus 3. And that's in a game where Serge Ibaka was finishing shots over him. Chris Boucher.
Meh.
Still getting used to his name, but we won't forget his name anytime soon because that guy's staying in this league for a little while. Pulling in a rebound over his head. It was a rough game. Kyle Lowry was catching him in between. Even with the drop back coverage they played with Kanter, the Raptors found ways to expose him in this one, and they really got that fast break going. Kanter was a problem against them on Christmas. 12 points, 11 rebounds, an assist, and a +8 performance in 18 minutes, 5 of 10 shooting. Kanter was a perfect 5 of 5 in this game, including the 3-pointer. Well, chef's kiss after that one. He was great again in this one, I felt like. 5 of 5, as I said, 6 rebounds. Not as overwhelming as some of his recent performances, but this guy's been as good as anybody in the league off the bench the last few weeks. Out of his last 10 games, 4 with double-digit rebound, 6 of them with 9 or more. He had 4 games now in this stretch with double-figure scoring. He's averaging over 10 points a game. He's as great as any rebounder in the NBA over this stretch. And Kemba Walker tonight, hitting threes around his screens. Brad Stevens finds ways to make this guy effective and make him, not in this game as much, because Ibaka was that good tonight, getting into the lane, pulling up from the perimeter. They got some great rolling action going with him that hurt Kanter, as well as the in-between action with McCaw and Lowry, but Kanter still setting up those screens for Kemba Walker, who goes 11-23 with 30 in his own right in this one. 3 of 11 from 3. Getting into the lane quite a bit in this one. He was sensational. Held Boston in it through 3 quarters. Here's what I'll say, though. On a night where Boston loses and as big of a dud as they've shown all year, I take some satisfaction in seeing the other team that I cover, the Syracuse Orange, get some representation in the NBA. It's been a rough few years of NBA talent coming out of Syracuse. O'Shea Brissett, one of 2 Syracuse players who goes undrafted out of this recent draft class. He hung on with the Clippers in Summer League, but that team has so many wings, as we see, that they let him go. And he ends up in Toronto. Now, he's a Toronto native, Mississauga. I hope I said that right. Tough show of pronunciations tonight. He's been playing in the G League for Toronto quite a bit in that city where he grew up. But he's been with the major league team on his 2-way deal where they can use him 45 days, and he comes into this one and makes good use of one of those. Right before halftime, gets a putback dunk on a Lowry miss inside. That put Toronto up 9 before Kemba Walker hit a 3 before half that held the Celtics in it. Seas were never able to get much closer than that, though. Besides a nice run to start the first minutes of the third quarter, even then, O'Shea getting on the offensive boards, setting up Van Vliet for a big 3-pointer. So O'Shea Brissett making it happen in this one. A critical part in securing victory for the Toronto Raptors. So his biggest game as an NBA pro so far. If that's the one night that the Celtics are going to lose over this 10-game stretch, I'll take it. O'Shea Brissett, 2 of 5, 4 points, 6 rebounds. And caught a big pass over Smart that basically made this a blowout. Finished over Smart inside, made it 93-80, and they were off from there. It's really hard to go out and beat a team, even undermanned, that's able to adjust, come back with more energy, and avenge a loss that they suffered earlier in the week. It was tough for me to see the Seas fade away in this one the way they did. At that 93-80 point, they given a tip in to Ibaka after that that made it 12. At 98-86, Lowry hit a big 3-pointer that was a bit demoralizing, I'd imagine, to make it 101. Tatum stuck with it, and then Van Vliet gets into the lane and just blew by everybody. And at that point, it was over at 103-88. Toronto a bit too overwhelming in this one offensively. And when they're able to get contributions as deep as Boucher, who pulled in another rebound over Tice offensively. Two rebounds over the Boston centers that he just went right over the top and pulled in over their heads. Probably plays that frustrated Boston centers as much as some other ones on the perimeter did in this one. You had Tatum and Brown freaking out at the refs quite a bit in this one. But afterwards, Smart didn't want anybody talking about the refs, and rightfully so in a game where they get blown out. So that was the game for the Celtics in this one. They're on to the Charlotte Hornets on New Year's Eve. We'll have post-game coverage here on the Celtics post-game show live to begin your new year of 2020. Celtics still among the top three in the East to close out 2019, and that's a great place to be with the Toronto Raptors and Miami Heat right in their range behind the Bucks. These are the three teams that are probably going to be in play along with Indiana once Victor Oladipo gets back for that two seed in the East. Or if Milwaukee starts picking up more losses in 2020, home court. So all these games matter. Raptors got on the board in Boston. This series matchup is now 2-1. If you want to get in on Tuesday's game, any of these college bowl games that we're seeing, national championship, LSU, Clemson after tonight, check out betonline.ag. Week 17, NFL playoffs around the corner as well. So head to betonline.ag to receive your 50% welcome bonus. And be sure to use our promo code CLNS50 and take advantage of our great offer today. I'm Bobby Manning. For CLNS Media, CelticsBlog.com, this has been the Celtics Postgame Show.